B-Pod Studios.
It was a joke.
No, I'm dead. He set records in his Colorado high school for kicking.
I did not know that.
Wait, yeah. Will Ferrell. Wait, he ran the New York City Marathon. Not within the last 10 years.
Did he finish?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's a big runner.
Like he's a big runner, but a marathon runner.
He's
wow.
participated in the Boston, New York, and Stockholm marathons.
Magnus,
there you go, Sweden.
Magnus is his son's name,
and okay. Matthias is another one.
Okay, so not Sven. Sorry.
Yes.
Good. Right, I'll see myself out.
Matthias Ferrell.
Matthias Ferrell.
Matthias.
What about
M A T T I A S? That's I don't know. That's
not
one
Matisse.
Of his kids'
it's
name.
Matthias.
Moving on.
Okay. Magnus was the one you were thinking of.
I would
Mark.
Give Will Ferrell's kid a 10-year contract. That's what I'm trying to say. Basically, $530 million. Let's get to what do we have up here? Oh, Benjamin in Ballykeen. I'm going to talk to Benjamin here. Benjamin, what's on your mind today, man?
Hi guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Benjamin.
I want to talk about the Deshaun Jackson thing that's going on right now. I found out about it last night. And I take personal offense to it because I'm an Orthodox Jew living in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I and like the rest of the Orthodox Jewish community basically know what his response is already going to be, because this is the same exact thing that everyone says after they're caught in an anti-Semitic controversy.
Okay.
It's going to be as follows. I didn't believe that my comments would offend the Jews, and I'm sorry if they perceived it that way. And it's also possible that, the problem is with, I don't know what the Eagles are going to do in the situation, because you guys talked about earlier the Riley Cooper thing and how they're going to respond to this. If Jeff Lurie responds in a stronger manner, it could come across as favoritism because, oh, he cares more about Jews than black people.
Mm-hmm. That's what the, I guess, concern would be if he does cut Deshaun Jackson, saying that, yeah, he cares more about himself and his own people than he does his players.
Right. And, yeah, so basically they partially dug themselves into a hole, and Deshaun Jackson kind of just revealed that hole.
Mm.
Yeah.
Benjamin, would you, if you were in Jeffrey Lurie's ear, what would you tell him and the rest of the Eagles brass to do with Deshaun Jackson?
That's a tough one. There's definitely has to be some sort of reprimand. But again, considering that they didn't cut Riley Cooper, I don't know, because there could also be a backlash to the Jewish community because there's always been this conspiracy theory against the Jews that, oh, they're in charge of everything, they run everything, they whatever. So it could exacerbate some people to say, oh, look at this. Some people already have anti-Semitic feelings. To say, oh, look at this, look at that. This just proves my point that they're willing to do more to save themselves than other people.
So let me ask you, what is it offensive? Like, I understand, like, the obvious here is starting off a quote by saying, well, Hitler said, I understand, right? Even me, a non-Jewish, I'm offended by that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But is there anything in particular from the quote itself that offends you?
Yes, it's the fact that he was talking about how the white Jews are going to blackmail America. This is a anti-Semitic trope that goes back before Shakespeare wrote the Merchant of Venice, basically saying how the Jews and their shekels are controlling the interests of America and other countries because of their money and their power and stuff like that.
Benjamin, I assume that that Deshaun Jackson is going to say something today, and my stand is I don't want the Eagles to tell him what to say. I want them to say, go out and say what you feel. Could he say anything, Benjamin, that would make you feel better? Or maybe not forget what he did, but maybe forgive?
No, not really. Because if you look at his Instagram post, he's also quoting, you mentioned this guy, Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
Any research into Louis Farrakhan, the slightest amount of research would tell you this guy is completely an anti-Semite. He wrote an entire book in 1991 explaining how the Jews were responsible for slavery in America. The book has been widely debunked and declared anti-Semitic. He has said fantastic quotes like, I'm not an anti-Semite, I'm an anti-Termite. He's called Jews the satanic Jews. He's referred to synagogues as the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
And it appears as though Deshaun Jackson listens to a lot of this man.
Right, and I think, go ahead, Benjamin.
Okay, and I don't feel as though just like, and this goes for any type of bigotry. Or someone says something incredibly bigoted, and then when they feel the backlash, they're like, "Oh, you know, I didn't mean it that way.
Right.
I feel sorry." And it's like It's going to ring hollow.
Yeah, no, Benjamin, I agree with you. I really appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you. And somebody had actually tweeted me that book, and that's why I've said this morning, I don't know much about Louis Farrakhan. I know leader of the Nation of Islam. He does a lot of speaking, as you would assume. I think on the 4th of July, he did a three-hour speech, and I think that's what DeSean Jackson, I don't know if it made him up in arms or inspired him or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if DeSean was looking at Louis Farrakhan as a guy that's speaking as a black leader and not even aware of other things about the Jewish religion or the tie-ins to that. And even that would be ignorant. And that's certainly not an excuse. It's more damning than anything.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I'm going back and forth with this guy on Twitter, Kev, who tweets me often. And it's like, you're excusing it because of ignorance. And it's like, no. Like, do you know how damning it is to not know who the hell Adolf Hitler is? Like, how stupid someone has to be?
I don't even believe it to be possible.
Impossible. Nor do I. And even if that's the case,
I hate to use the word famous, but he's the most famous person perhaps in history.
People know about him because they teach you about him in school.
Yeah.
But the bigger issue is, even if you didn't, like, that's damning, but I'm sure he knows who Adolf Hitler is.
Yes.
And the fact that you would start off a quote with, Hitler said, like, there's been questions as to whether or not this is actually a Hitler quote. However, bottom line is, it's tweeted out to the world, it's posted to the world of, or world as, Hitler said, and then it goes on to say damning things about Jewish people, it goes on to say damning things about the black Americans. I mean, it starts off with saying, Hitler said, because the white Jews, and then, like, that, I'm out. I don't want to read the rest of it.
Right.
And DeSean Jackson does go on to say, anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. He posted a screen grab of the highlighted alleged Adolf Hitler quote, and it goes on to say, the will extort, and I'm sure it says they will, supposed to be they will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the, I'll just say, black man know who they were. And anytime you start off with that, it's not going to end well, regardless of how much you try to justify it. And that's where he goes on to then redact. He keeps the post up, but in the next post, redacts the part that says Hitler said, and that first paragraph, leaves the middle paragraph that says they will extort America, their plan for world domination. And that's where you just start to have people flying off the rails, and rightfully so. And the explanation says, anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one. Equality, equality.
This just dawned on me as something else as a reason why they can't do anything with DeSean. Aside from the Riley Cooper thing, which we discussed, and the hypocrisy of it, the way they got rid of DeSean the first time.
Oh, yeah, with Chip Kelly.
Was truly awful.
It was.
I mean, they leaked fake stories, or at least it hasn't come out as true.
Well, he knew the people that were in gangs.
Okay. So that's a broad jump that came from within your organization.
Yeah.
Shortly after Riley Cooper did what he did. So if you were to turn your back on him now, man, it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So I didn't even think about that until just 5 minutes ago, and it dawned on me.
Right.
The way, if you were to get rid of him that way the first time and then just completely turn your back on him because it personally affected your life,
mm-hmm.
as Jeffrey Lurie would be the one making this decision,
mm-hmm.
that's a horrible look.
Mm-hmm. No, I would get it. The only thing that you could say is it's not like DeSean's career skipped a beat. I understand.
But it was a if you Google his name, I'm sure that's, you know, pretty high up there on his Wikipedia page.
Probably.
It was a horrendous handling of it.
I said at the time, if the Eagles are moving on from DeSean Jackson now, and this isn't revisionist history, this is what I said at the time, then I better see him doing some kind of perp walk. Like, I better see him getting, something serious had to have
happened.
And
it never came.
And nothing happened.
And they leaked information
to
somebody who ran with it unjustly and seriously put a huge stain on the resume of DeSean Jackson. And if his two times to end with the Eagles were because of that, and then now this, that's a horrible look.
By the way, the quote is still up there.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
He leaves the first part with the statement that says, anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. And then you go to the next post from 19 hours ago now, and it still has everything redacted other than that one quote that he's just saying, this, And it's like, well, you know, if you put that out there, I'm not sure how many people would actually trace it back to Hitler. Still not a good idea, nonetheless. Still not a good idea.
No.
But now that people can look at your other post and still say along the same lines, Hitler? Really? You want Hitler here? Hey, let me prove my point with a Hitler quote. No. Please stop. Please stop.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. The thing that, I wouldn't be surprised if they did move on from DeSean Jackson, if they did release DeSean Jackson, is that we are in such sensitive times. Like, think about this. Like,
but that's almost more reason why you have to protect him because of how you handled things in the past.
Well,
that's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I know. And you said something, and again, I'll say that I'm on your side on that. I don't think that it would be hypocrisy if they got rid of him. But you said before, James, like, they handled the Riley Cooper thing horribly, horribly, horribly. So do two wrongs make a right?
No.
You know, like, so do you go back revisionist history 10 years from now? You say, God, they handled those two situations horribly. They kept both guys. Well, I almost think you can make the excuse of saying, look, we did something wrong 10 years ago. We're not doing something wrong again if they so choose to cut DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, I hear you. But I think this is where, unfortunately, the magnitude of the player comes into play.
See, I know it's impossible, but I do not want to hear that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But Riley Cooper was not a justifiable player to keep. DeSean Jackson is a, you know, borderline great NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
It comes into play. Like, I hate to boil it down to that, but it does. If you justify keeping a scrub for something horrendous, how do you justify cutting a star for something as equally horrendous?
The fact that it'll be 34 by the end of this year, and he's already coming off of injury.
I hear you. Just, they made their bed.
I get it, but they made that bed 11 years ago.
I hear you. But with the Black Lives Matter movement going on, I just think it's a tone-deaf look to turn your back on one of your African-American star players.
It makes my skin crawl when we relate it to football.
I hear you, but
and I'm not blaming you.
No,
I am not.
But
and
that,
you are correct.
That comes into play. You justify keeping a scrub on your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you give him a contract extension.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other part of it here with Joe Banner is the way I found out about it initially. Like, Joe Banner was the one that I saw and went, wait, what the huh? What? And Joe Banner's tweet that came out last night, and it goes along with what Jamie just alluded to with the Black Lives Matter movement. Joe Banner, former Eagles president, came out and said if a white player said anything about African-Americans as outrageous as what DeSean Jackson said about Jews tonight, there would at least be a serious conversation about cutting him and a need for a team meeting to discuss, which would be totally appropriate, absolutely indefensible. The indefensible part about this for most people is whenever you reference Hitler to try to make yourself seem like you're trying to prove a point. Like, awful. Like, never do that. As I started the show off, it's all the young people that are just taking up social media or want to go into broadcasting or anything where you might give presentations. Never go. And furthermore, here's what Hitler said about it.
Yeah.
Look at that. No. Get away from that.
Yeah.
But DeSean, it's still up.
It's literally illegal to name people that in Germany.
Like they, yes. Really?
Yeah, I believe so. They struck
I
it from the record.
Also,
to call someone, oh, that guy's like Hitler? Like, is it illegal to say that?
You're not. I believe you're not allowed to name a child born anything Hitler. Like, it's that bad.
Good for Germany.
Yeah. And I have a German friend, and when it was funny, when he came to America and was visiting, he was amazed how much nationalistic pride we have as a country because of how much the flag is out there and about.
Right.
And he was basically like, yeah, the flag like took a back seat in our country for a long time.
Wow.
Like there wasn't this, we are Germany. We are, you know, most people were ashamed of their past.
God, imagine being in a country where you're ashamed of your leadership.
That
must just suck.
I'm going to leave that alone, Bob.
No, I'm saying it's horrible.
Yeah.
But he was amazed that we fly the flag as proudly as we do. Not because we should be, but it was like, wow, we don't do that because we have such a stain.
Right. I do remember watching one of the World War II documentaries, and it was about a lot of the modern like people from Germany today.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like maybe even 12 or 13 years ago. It was when Germany hosted the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
And it was like one of the greatest prideful things that older Germans could look at. I was like, wow, look how proud people are to be German.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't grow up like this. Like mm-hmm. the older
yeah.
Germans.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like even the people that were like, hey, Hitler's a bad idea. Get the hell out of here. What mm-hmm. are we doing? They're looking back on it and going, look, we can finally be prideful in our country again.
Yeah.
Like, but I didn't know that about Germany.
Yeah, it's amazing that the name is that bad. I mean, that's what you're dealing with is the subject matter.
I have been to Germany. It's nice.
I was supposed to be there this September, but The EU doesn't want us.
We're no longer invited to that party. It's going to be a while before we get that invitation back.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, bud?
Good morning to y'all, man. I always enjoy the show.
Thanks, bud.
I got two takes on it.
All right.
Number one, if I was Deshaun Jackson's friend, I would pick up the phone and call him and say, Deshaun, in the world we in and as a black man right now, like the Jews and the white people are worse. Marching with us, that's what's going to help bring change. So you cannot cut your fingers off. You know, the hand that feeds you, you can't cut it off. So I would tell him he's being more destructive than constructive. My other side of it is, and I know this is unpopular, but I'm going to say it anyway, like this Sean Jackson cut is indefensible, it's irreparable, it's horrible. I never hear people get upset when the leader of our country come out, constantly bash the black people. There's never any upset. It is from the black people, but you see how he got so many blind followers. Nobody ever gets upset when it's just him. He's just crazy. He's just this. He's just that. But then when an African-American come out and say something like this, it's horrible news. I don't care. Either way it go, but I would just like everybody to be held accountable. We can't pick and choose when somebody be racial or to excuse somebody. If we're going to hold everybody accountable, let's hold everybody accountable. That's the only thing I have with it.
Thomas, thanks for the call, man. That's what made me step back from it so quickly. Like, I thought we were in a time where we were all kind of like opening our arms saying, hey, let's understand one another. And this... it promotes someone who is literally the worst possible example of doing that. Like, because he didn't do it. Like, literally murdered millions of people. And it's just so unbelievably dumb. I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, when people sometimes call with, like, a really bad sports take, like, sometimes I'm so dumbfounded that would be somebody's idea. I don't know how to count. I'm like, Carson Wentz sucks? Really? That's how you think? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around even an explanation Deshaun Jackson could try to drum up to explain what happened. Like, anything he could try to do to make it not look as bad as it is. Because it's Hitler, literally.
I saw, and I can't remember where it was, in one of the news networks that I was watching within the last couple of weeks, and I saw somebody come on talking about all this and saying, like, look, we could sit here for days on end and quote Martin Luther King and just say and rehash all of the wonderful things and takes that he had. But I'm going to look further. And this person quoted someone else, and I can't remember it distinctly. And I started to think this morning, is that what Deshaun Jackson saw? That instead of quote or just, and I put that in air quotes, quoting Martin Luther King, that he decided to look elsewhere and try to go further, and the spot he landed was Adolf Hitler?
I guess.
I had the same reaction as you. Now, you guys saw it last night. I didn't see it until this morning when I got up. I literally saw it, and I went back, and I said, did that say Hitler said?
Yeah.
I really did.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he was cut. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what? Maybe the Eagles don't even have a press conference or a Zoom call. Maybe it is
just a
clean thing, and he's got to do it himself.
It might.
I mean, that could very well happen.
I mean, I think they have to have comments condemning it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
I think you're... And I don't say this in a disparaging way. I think your Jewish owner needs to come out and speak. I want to know how he feels. We all hate this. We all feel horrible about it. I want to see the personal side of Jeffrey Lurie and say, like, yeah, this hit deep, and it hit so deep that A, I'm going to cut him. B, I'm going to let him speak on his own. You know, C, I'm going to talk to him and find out what he was trying to relay here.
Like, here's the thing. A lot of it is just, like I've been saying all morning, open and shut. Open and shut. Like, there's no... here's Hitler's idea. Doesn't this make sense? Like, no, what the hell? Like, even redacting the name and crossing it out, but keeping it up, and then just keeping that one part of the quote up, it only makes it look worse. It's like, no, I'm not saying it's Hitler, but still, this idea is good. Like, no, stop it. Like,
yeah.
There's no justification for it. Like, that's why I'm even, like, for any even explanation for it or excuse to try to make for yourself, it just doesn't make any sense to me. There's no way to justify this. It is very similar to whenever you hear a white person say the N-word. Like those words, like, we're talking about Hitler and almost making it look like, oh, well, he had a good idea here. Like, no. Like, those two things, those are some magic words that make things disappear. Like, neither one of them is an acceptable thing. What Hitler did this, right? Good idea. No! No, there's no reference there that makes it a good idea. Just like there's no reason to be dropping an N-word in the middle of a concert. Like, to me, I get back in 2011, I believe that was the year it happened with Riley Cooper. Like, the team came out. A lot of people were shaken by it. A lot of people were bothered by it. Michael Vick came out and said, you know, he'll forgive, but he won't forget. And I believe that was the line he used at the time. And then Riley Cooper went on to have a good year from what I remember. And they actually gave him a contract extension.
Yeah.
Now it just seems like, and it's not even cancel culture, because I think cancel culture sometimes runs away with it. Like, oh, wait, does that person really deserve to lose their job for this and that? This is literally taking a quote, at least from what you believe to be from Adolf Hitler, and putting it out there, saying, nah, this is going to help me make my point. That doesn't help anybody.
There's more than a handful of people. I don't know, Charles Manson, Adolf Hitler. If you're talking about social justices, I think there's a handful of people that you're not looking for quotes from to further your case.
Hmm.
Hitler's probably number one. Why you went there? No idea. And if it's the Louis Farrakhan stuff that he dove into this weekend, you got to dive elsewhere, Deshaun.
All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We got Ian. We got Zach at open lines after that. Coming up 9 o'clock today, we'll talk to Chris Mortensen of ESPN about that wild Patrick Mahomes deal. And who's the guy in Philadelphia that you would feel most comfortable about giving a 10-year contract to? Talk about that in a second here on 975 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 975 The Fanatic.
All right, before we go any further, lots of topics to get into other than Deshaun Jackson. We will talk a lot about Patrick Mahomes and the person he would give a 10-year contract to. But before we do that and get back to the phones as well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time for All the Takes with Pat Egan. Pat Egan, what do you got today, my friend?
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Baseball's back, kind of.
Yeah, right.
For the time being.
No,
all right.
Yeah,
temper
right?
these expectations.
Uh-huh.
But Philly's opening day is set for July 24th. Universal DH, we kind of knew about that. Relievers must face three batters. Games can be suspended and restarted a la 2008 Game 5 World Series. And runners start at second base in extra innings. So a lot of that we kind of already knew.
Right.
The relievers must face three batters. I was unaware of until now. Love, mm-hmm. love that rule. But
yeah, yeah.
Are any of these rules you don't like?
For a 60-game season, honestly, don't care. I am looking at this season as an extended spring training. No, yeah, seriously. Hey, second runner on second? Okay, fine. DH, I knew it was going to happen eventually anyway. That's not going away. I really don't have much of an issue with any of it.
Yeah, if you're going to give anything a look-see, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't stand the second base guy starting at second base.
Yeah,
Yeah, there's going to be holes right away. Walk.
Yeah, it's
bunt, walk, walk, bases loaded, one out, what happens?
It's just gross. Abner Doubleday rolling over in his grave. We're moving on.
Yeah.
He is dead. Mahomes got paid a lot of money. $500 million. How much does Dak get?
Not that much. And yes, he will get paid more money because of the Patrick Mahomes deal, but he won't get anything close. Not even in the same stratosphere as what Patrick Mahomes got. So for anyone that's like, oh, you got to pay Dak now. Yeah, he's probably still going to get a new contract, but it's not going to be anything close to $503 million. He's probably not even going to eclipse the $300 million mark.
If he gets a big one, it ain't going to be with the Cowboys.
No, I look at every contract and I get giddy thinking about how much the Cowboys are going to have to pay Dak. Because you're right, he's not going to get $503 million, but he's going to get that. I mean, his price just went up.
You know what? He's probably going to get 150. Like, really thinking about it, because Patrick Mahomes is so crazily just not in that stratosphere that I mentioned. No one's getting close to anything Patrick Mahomes. He's not getting a 10-year deal.
No, he's not. But once again, I think the price of quarterbacks went up because you go, all right, he got $500 million. Our guy isn't that, but he's not that far off. The agents will make the case.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. Colin Kaepernick and Disney have partnered up. Kaepernick's production company will tell stories, both scripted and unscripted, on race, social issues, and the quest for equality. They will also have a docuseries on Kaepernick.
Yeah, is the docuseries his high school years?
I'm not sure.
I thought I saw his high school years are going to be highlighted in this.
So it was something about him growing up. NFL.
You've got to hit on that, right? Because wasn't he adopted?
Yes.
He was adopted. Yes. He's raised by a white family.
By a white family that any opportunity they had to answer questions about his race, they fully encouraged him to explore his own race, which is good. I have cousins that have been adopted into a white family, and they did the same thing. So I champion that cause. I'm happy that any show that comes out to further a message. That's my take on it. Good for them.
I'll check it out. It's gonna be interesting to see. His whole rise of not getting recruited to really anywhere but Nevada.
Right.
Getting drafted in the second round and
there's
Super Bowl.
There's a story there.
Oh, I think so, Mark. Yes. I agree. Hey, we agree.
Look at us. How about that?
Moving on. The Eagles are allowing season ticket holders to opt out for next season without penalty of losing their tickets.
Yeah, I got a text last night with the full explanation of it from the Eagles.
I wanted the
good for them.
Yeah, great for them.
Yes, exactly.
I'm really happy today we don't have to do a show yelling at the Eagles specifically for taking money from fans when they don't even know if they'll be invited into the stadium. Like, I almost wrote an email to some people I know with the Eagles, just saying I'm really glad today we don't have to be so angry at you specifically for the way you do business. Now, it's the Deshaun Jackson thing. We're angry at Deshaun. We're not angry at the Eagles. But it feels good to not have to do a show similar to what we had to do after the Sixers came out and said that they were going to cut 20% of pay, up to 20% of salaried employees. So it's good not to have to call a franchise out for taking advantage of the fans.
Yeah, and this is a situation with the Eagles, too. They kind of have a history of not doing the right thing sometimes. Like, for instance, like Hoagie Gate. Do you remember Hoagie
Gate? Right, of course, yeah.
And then you've got the whole situation where there was another situation I just blanked on, but similar thing where they just completely missed the boat and totally missed the mark on
Riley Cooper?
No.
No? Okay.
That as well. Okay.
What else you got?
We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but the NFLPA unanimously recommends to cancel the entire preseason, and the world rejoices.
I'm fine with that.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day briefly. I think everyone, I'm okay with it if it means the players, it makes the return to play faster. Similar to the way I was okay with the NBA having teams play that eight-game series, play the final eight games before they play the playoffs. I'm fine with that if it means it gets the play back faster. In this case, I still think they need a dress rehearsal, Bob, as you've mentioned many times. But I don't get how they can pull this off in the safest way possible without at least having people prepare before the games actually count.
Yeah, it's gonna be difficult.
Yeah.
But we're in unprecedented times.
But
Mark,
if it makes the players agree to playing faster, then fine, let's go.
Yeah, look, anything to get rid of the preseason, I'm cool with.
Right.
And then finally, and this one's just a little historical thing, but this is the anniversary of Kevin Durant signing with the Golden State Warriors. And yesterday I was watching the documentary on the decision, LeBron's decision. And seeing this anniversary today got me thinking, is there any real free agency in sports that we get so invested in, like NBA free agency, where a guy can literally be hated for picking a team that you don't follow?
Mm-hmm.
Because LeBron picks, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, and immediately the world turned on him.
Yes.
And then Kevin Durant with going to Golden State, the world turned on. And really in no other free agency is that the case.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. At the time I was pissed about LeBron, I was pissed about Kevin Durant. Because I want there to be a fair and balanced league out there. And this kind of stacks the team. It's like, all right, well, this team's winning the championship. That's how it feels.
Yeah,
you got to play
the over.
Yeah, you got to play the games, blah, blah. Yeah, they won two. They did okay.
Yeah, I always hate it. Beat the best. Don't go to the best. And that Kevin Durant did it exactly like that. Mm. Oh, I lost to them? Can I play with you guys then?
The thing that made the two specific examples so bad was that LeBron left his home, right? And everyone identified with, oh my God, what if a guy was born and raised here and then he left? What if Mike Trout played here and was like, I'm out. See you guys.
If you were living in Cleveland, wouldn't you leave too?
Well, yeah, but
especially after getting the title, it's a lot easier to do the second time.
Could you imagine if Aaron McKee hated coming to Philly? Oh, wait.
One of my favorite things that we took away from yesterday's show. That was wild. And then the other thing was Kevin Durant, literally, as Bob said, literally lost to the Golden State Warriors. And like, can't beat them, join them. Here I am.
You know, I'm in the minority, but I never had a problem with that because I think too many times athletes don't go after a championship. They go after money and all the other things. Like, LeBron going to L.A. is a prime example. He took a year off, basically, knowing he was going to lose.
Right.
He had championships, I get it, but Kevin Durant didn't, so he wanted to get a ring, then he moved on to Brooklyn. All right, I'm out.
Good. That's it? No, wait, no Carole Baskin?
Yeah, so Carole Baskin is charging $199 to send you a video on Cameo.
Cameo, yeah.
All you cool cats and kittens out there. $199. Do we get one for Bob's birthday?
Oh.
Because Bob said when he looked over, oh, she's kind of cute. And I...
That did happen.
I mean, I was...
He said, dress me up in one of those caveman outfits and drag me around.
I was mortified, personally, that
these
Bob
guys are putting words in my mouth.
No, your words, not ours.
I thought I heard something similar.
Check the tape. You were in her flower crown, Bob.
We were at the break. There was no tape, unfortunately.
He likes the danger aspect of dating someone who might have killed her husband.
He might have been really a bad guy. That. You don't know.
There we go.
She did society a favor.
You're all Carole Baskin.
Let alone all the Tigers,
there.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to plop down that credit card for $199 and get your message?
Hey, I'll die on that hill.
All right, that's it.
There you go. Thank you, Pat. I saw she also reached out to, or was that part of the cameo, that she reached out to
Zion Williamson.
Apparently, somebody, I don't know if somebody paid her to like say anything to Zion.
One of Zion's buddies or teammates paid her to...
Like, when I first read it, one of the stories illustrated it as she, like, crashed a Zoom press conference. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope that's true. I don't know if that's the case. But
that's good talk.
Doesn't it make more sense for just someone to send, like, pay for her to do a cameo for Zion Williamson?
That is a great... I hope J.J. Redick is behind it.
Like, my brother's a big fan of the movie The Room. The movie The Disaster Artist was based on this. Highlighted the making of this movie. And now Pat Egan's going to come back in. Well, one of the actors is on Cameo. Oh, there we go. I shouldn't have, but here we go. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, hi, Mark.
It wasn't Tommy Wiseau. It was the other guy.
Greg something.
Greg, yeah. Who plays, I believe, Mark in the movie. Does he not?
Yeah.
Okay, so that guy's on Cameo. My brother paid for that guy, whatever it was, to wish his other friend a happy birthday, who's also a friend, also a fan of the movie. Like, that's what Cameo does. A lot of people from Tiger King got on Cameo. I don't think there were, like, almost $200, but some of them were, like, $15. Look, you could have, you know...
Donovan, I think, was only, like, $45. Donovan McNabb was only, like, $50 or something like
some
that.
Some of them are dirt cheap. I mean, you can get some guys for $10, but...
Yeah.
You're right, capitalizing.
$199. She's riding the wave.
Capitalizing your success. I mean, we got a guy in Josh Rabick here who's gotten a couple of cameos sent to him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, sent to him.
Sent to him.
Who's the best? Who's the best cameo?
If you've ever seen the show Blue Mountain State.
Nope.
Which was a good show, but he had the worst character sent to him. But it was in his price range. It was like $50. His buddy sent it to him for his birthday. But
what the bagel boss guy? The guy that like flipped out on
him? Yeah. Short.
You're not my father. You're not God. Like that guy?
That's what you women do.
Yeah.
People make fun of me because I'm short?
Women tell me I'm short in dating apps. Anyway.
Dude, I'm sitting here ordering a bagel and lox. What are you talking about?
He was on Cameo.
Of course he was.
We played one of his Cameo things because he was saying happy birthday to an Eagles fan.
He's such a classy guy.
And he tried to sing the fight song, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and he messed it all up.
He tried doing a beatbox with the whole thing. It was an awful thing.
I don't remember where I saw it, but when I first heard of Cameo, it had to do with Gilbert Gottfried, and they were breaking down how much money he makes off of Cameo.
Really?
And it is an exorbitant amount. It's Patrick Mahomes level. No, I'm kidding. It's not that much, but it's a lot of money.
Well, good. We'll go
off of making 2-minute videos.
All right, Pat, you're our resident hockey fan here.
Yeah, I like hockey.
Would you go Carter Hart 10-year contract?
Absolutely, Bob.
That's the first guy you'd go to 10-year contract.
Yeah, first guy I'd go to in this city.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Jamie went Ben Simmons over Carter Hart. Yes. I got to go Ben Simmons with you there, brother.
Yeah, I just think he's the safest
2-2.
So. My reasoning for Carter Hart is they finally have the one position that they've been searching for since Ron Hextall retired.
Yeah, which is what I said earlier.
Don't you want to see it for another full season?
So if you're going to come up with an idea, make it your own.
The problem is when you turn your mic on, I stop listening.
Exactly. What do you think I've been doing for the last 10 minutes?
You just heard me say that, so obviously that's a lie.
It was a mistake because you should have been off the microphone like 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, so I picked Carter Hart because they're the goaltender.
I referenced the room. That's
yes, she did.
That's what it was, and I came in here.
I literally saw Pat.
Well, he squirreled back when you mentioned some stupid little movie.
Yeah, the room.
Yeah.
I saw.
Gotta get the mic. So that's what he does.
You would have loved Pat Egan if you would have stuck out 10 more minutes in Eurovision. Boom.
By the way, Gilbert Gottfried makes about $4,500 for 30 minutes of cameo work a week.
A week.
It says a month, but he can do it up to a week depending on how much he takes. $4,500 for 30 minutes of work.
And who's this?
Gilbert Gottfried.
So he basically gets Patrick Mahomes money for saying happy birthday to people.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we need to do.
I'm so ticked off, I'm molting, or whatever the line is.
To set one up as a show and charge $9.75.
No, you know what happened the last time you tried to set up something with money in this show?
Yeah, no, I got you.
No, that caused a meeting.
Yeah, that was. But that led a meeting.
We have to listen to his entrepreneuric mind because he is very, very good.
That's true.
Stickers galore. Right?
It's magnets, but sure.
Magnets, whatever. Well, mine fell apart, but
$5 cheaper shipping.
Yeah. He gave me an indoor one, but told me it was an outdoor one. And
that's because I don't like you.
It lasted like 2 days.
That's everybody else I replaced.
And part of it is still on the old card that I used to have, but yeah. Appreciate you.
All right, Patrick.
No refunds.
Thank you very much, Pat. I appreciate it. Zach in Levittown, you're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, hey, buddy. Zach.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Deshaun Jackson thing, and I want to say this with all due respect. I know that's kind of a word everybody a phrase everybody throws around, but for you guys to conflate the two things that they're equal, it's not. I mean, Riley Cooper, what he said was terrible. Don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. Not one of the guys.
Understood. I'm going to go ahead and assume, but, Zach, you're not calling to champion Riley Cooper, but go ahead.
No, not at all. But we've all said something that we would love to take back. I don't care what it was. We've all said that. My problem with Deshaun's thing is that you guys kind of said it was, it was worse.
No, whoa. Yeah. No one said it was worse.
Well, Bob alluded to it being a little bit worse because he's
when did black. I allude to that?
He's black. It was. I was on
because he's black. Those words never came out of my mouth.
I don't think any of us said either was worse. We're not doing that. We're not playing who's the worst person game.
Here's what I'm trying to say. He quoted. He typed it out, then backed it up with another anti-Semite, which is Louis Farrakhan, and then hit send. I mean,
it was thought out. That's a good point, Zach. It was more thought out than a reactive word.
And he still didn't delete it. And guys, this guy killed 6 million people. And I know you said this, Bob, and you said that, how would the black community feel if we cut this guy? All due respect, I'm not really worried about the black community right now. 6 million Jews were killed, over 8 years ago. This guy needs to be, it's an atrocity. I mean, that's why racism exists, because we put people on different levels. We say, well, you know what? We're going to let this guy pass because he's black, or we're going to let this guy get the job because he's white. We can't do that. Like your other caller was saying earlier, we should all be on an equal playing field. If I went and did that, I would hope somebody would try to fire me. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, Zach, I did flat out just say that's what makes this so bad right now. It's that we're in a time where you're listening to people that for the first time ever are realizing, wait a minute, hold on a second. I need to do more than just not be either anti-Semitic or racist. I need to do more than just not be those things in order to really champion social change. That's what makes it so bad right now.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I'm just kind of on the level, like, that's why we're so conflicted in this country, because we put people on pedestals and say, okay, it's okay for this guy to do this, but it's not okay for this guy to do this, and yada, yada, yada. It's like I said, but like you say, Mark, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, you just can't use Hitler. It's just, whatever you say, I don't care if, people, say our president, our now president is Hitler. Nobody killed 6 million people.
Exactly.
Nobody is Hitler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's get that out of the way.
I'm with you, Zach.
I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
And
just to clarify real quick, I said, how would the African-American community feel towards Jeffrey? Like, there could be some people in the African-American community that feel ire towards Jeffrey Lurie in that he's taking action against an African-American that did something wrong. He did not take action against a white person who said something against Africa, something negative about African-Americans. That's the only point I was. I wasn't saying that anybody needs to be held higher. Both are despicable.
We're not playing that.
Look, if there's anybody that wants everyone on an equal playing field, it's the four of us. Like, well, there's no... you know, put, there's no pedestals to be had here.
Yeah, the only reason I brought it up was because I would find it hypocritical if you had the back of a player back then, and I understand times are changing for the better. If you had the back of a white player then, you have to almost in a way have the back of your black player now.
Yeah, but
more than ever. Because they did him wrong the first time.
Oh, I don't disagree with you
like
at all.
They've put, if they were to turn their back on him now, they've put this guy through the ringer and his reputation.
I will say this, though. It's not like DeSean Jackson was caught, like, stealing. Like, it's not like it was something
it was
like
horrible.
That. Yeah. It's,
and you condemn it, but I really think a cut or whatever would be too drastic.
I don't. My prediction is still that that's not what happened.
I don't think so
but
either.
Overall, I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
I kind of would be. Because they've been an organization with, you know, Riley Cooper and even Michael Vick,
right,
where they've shown an ability to have the backs of their players right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, even like Jalen Mills had a, you know, an incident where they had his back more or less. I just think you have to stand by your players if that's what you've built. If that's the culture you've built up over Jeffrey Lurie's tenure as owner, which is going on 26, 27 years,
yeah,
you have to have your players back throughout. And I just think that's the bed they've made, and you got to kind of sleep in it in a way.
Yeah, and you know, the only, not the only, but a way, if they do cut him, Jamie, would this sit well with you if they come out and say, as I said earlier, you know what, we messed up 10 years ago. We're not going to make two mistakes.
I would just find it hollow in revisionist history.
Well, Okay.
I think.
And, well, they could be true in what they.
No, yeah.
Like, they could mean it, and they could have changed, but it would kind of ring hollow to me. And that's just me.
The thing with revisionist history, though, it seems like a lot of our history is being revised.
It's
like
a slippery
lot of
slope.
American history is being revised right now. And some of it, most of it, not all of it almost, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because there were some awful things that happened.
Yeah.
Like, talk about, like, we're talking about something that was tweeted as an awful thing. Well, there has been far more awful things in the world. We can all agree
absolutely
on that. And this might be part of that revisionist history is, well, now we're in a different time. Like, I referenced even 18 years ago, I referenced the poll done through Native Americans by Sports Illustrated that said we don't find Native American nicknames for teams or mascots to be offensive. And today, it's like, wow, Washington's going to change their name. That's happening. It's
yeah
a different time. That was 17 years ago that poll was done. 18 years ago that poll was done. And now we're in, you know what, actually 7 years after Riley Cooper incident. I thought it was earlier. It was 2013 it happened.
Yeah, it was shortly after Chip Kelly was here.
Yeah.
They're on a tough footing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because DeSean Jackson put them there. It's no fault of theirs. But, you know, I just don't, and I know they're different. And I'm not trying to equate them. I just don't see how you have the back of Riley Cooper and not DeSean Jackson.
Here's the chronology of it. Riley Cooper, 2013. It was in July of 2013 that the video came out with him at the Kenny Chesney concert using the N-word. And then the Eagles fined him. I forgot that they fined him. I mean, I would assume they would have, but they did fine him. That he was allowed to play. He played the 2014 season and then was given a contract extension after that year that was worth $25 million over a five-year deal. $8 million of it was fully guaranteed.
Amazing, because he stunk.
He had a good year. Like, off the top of my head, I want to say like 800 yards, maybe 8 touchdowns, something like that.
That was 2013, the year following, I believe, the Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
But he laid down in the end zone that one time on the fake play, so that was
he did. Well, he also, I believe, that year, that was the year the ball went through his hands, 2014, yeah, in the end zone against San Francisco 49ers with Nick Foles in the second season.
So on Twitter right now, NFL trending, right on the homepage, DeSean Jackson trending with Riley Cooper. If you're Riley Cooper waking up this morning, you're going,
what the hell?
What? I thought this was behind me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, this is. See, that's the other part of it. We can talk about DeSean Jackson and not cutting him, and we talked about it back in the day with Riley Cooper. Why are you keeping him on the team if he's not that good anyway?
Right? At the time, was like, cut this guy.
Yeah, and like that shouldn't play into it, but in a businessman's mind, it always plays into it.
Of course.
So he's thinking about going, well, wait, I could get a couple good years out of Riley Cooper, so let's keep him around. Plus, the team looks like they're going to forgive him, so we're fine. DeSean Jackson, what are you going to get out of DeSean Jackson? Is he worth maybe the two more years you'd get out of him? For this being, like, Riley Cooper, here's one thing we could say definitively. That's never going away.
No.
DeSean Jackson posting what he posted. Oh, well, Hitler said. No, that's never going away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, if he's going to try to explain it, I think what he was trying to explain was draw a parallel between one oppressed people and another. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
I would assume that's what he was attempting to do.
In any attempt to explain this kind of stupidity, It's everything's grasping at straws. It's in no way, shape, or form an attempt to justify. We're trying to understand what the hell happened. I don't think there's a way to justify it. I'll say this. I know it's impossible to justify. But for him to try to explain it, that's what I would expect later today after a litany of apologies.
Unless he talks to Jeffrey Lurie and they look at him as he's trying to explain himself and they're like, do you know how stupid you sound? And then they say, you can't go out there and try to explain yourself. You only need to go out there and apologize.
Absolutely. Now, Ian has a theory on Deshaun here. Ian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, before I get to that, but Durant, when Durant signed with the Warriors, it ruined the NBA for me, man. I still really haven't gone back, but I watch the Sixers. It's called, like, this is sports radio. But with Riley Cooper, man, Mike Vick saved Cooper, though. They were going to cut him.
I was going to bring that up, yeah.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, he did. So it was Mike Vick that actually, because he became, like, real religious with Tony Dungy, so he forgave him, and he actually wanted to save him. But now,
I believe the statement was, I forgive, and I've referenced this throughout the show. He forgave, but he didn't forget.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Jackson, I think he knows the NFL is not coming back this year, so I think he resents what Lori and Roseman did to him before. So this is a way of giving the middle finger to him, because he can't be this.
Ian, I don't think that's the case, man.
Farrakhan, I did a research paper on him, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King. Farrakhan hates the Jews, but this
is... Ian, thanks for that. I don't want to go down an avenue of a conspiracy. Like, I don't think Deshaun Jackson intentionally went down an avenue to because he thought the NFL wasn't coming back this year. Like, that's... I think that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Now's the time to put it out there because we're not going to play?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't want to even entertain that idea. But bottom line is it's stupid. And there's no justification. Like, again, it's just so... It's 101 for people. And any public relations, anything where you got to relate to the public, whether it's mass media, whether it's social media, like I said earlier, it's just so open and shut. It's invoking Hitler's name to make your point that you think is a good idea. Like, that's never good. Like, do you understand, like... If you go across a desert and you're like, well, Hitler said you should drink some water if you're in a desert. Like, no, that's still a bad idea. Like, even in my mind, like, there's no idea.
Did
that
someone
you can
else
go
say
with.
This?
Yeah, exactly. Can you say anyone else would be thirsty, please, across the desert? Like, it's just so ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm still having trouble comprehending the fact that it is real, that this happened. And just as I did last night, looking through social media and seeing what Joe Banner tweeted about it, which we'll read to you in a second again, and then also reading what Deshaun actually posted on social media, it's just dumbfounding. And it's still very difficult to try to wrap my head around. 610-632-0975. We come back, top of the hour, Chris Mortensen. I believe Pat's been referring to him as a great gentleman of the business. Chris Mortensen will be joining us coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Time of the Fanatic, 8:52.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll talk to the great Chris Mortensen of ESPN, get his take on all things NFL as well as Deshaun Jackson. And as I've been saying all morning, I saw the tweet that came out. This is kind of how the process went for me. Joe Banner tweeting, if a white player said anything about African-Americans as outrageous as what Deshaun Jackson said about Jews tonight, there would at least be a serious conversation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.